It's March 23rd, and this is Brian Campbell interviewing Ken Norton at his barbershop in Davidson, North Carolina.
Tell me your name.
Okay, I'm Kenneth Norton, and I attended the Ada Jenkins School back in the 30s, and I first started the school at a little one-teacher school across the street behind, just off of Mark Circle, a really little building still there, turned into a house. Miss Brown was a teacher there, Miss Josephine Brown. And we had a three-teacher school across the road from that. It shows up on the picture that I had. It was made probably around 1938 or 39. That was three-teacher school. I don't remember going to school in that building because somewhere around 1938 or 39, I think the new building was built, which we call Ada Jenkins Building. And a picture was made shortly after we got into the school, and of course I bought one of the pictures. Miss Ada Jenkins' picture appears on there. And I don't remember how many students we had then, but it was a relatively small school called a high school. Went through first through 11 grades. Didn't have a 12th grade at Ada Jenkins School. We graduated at the 11th grade. So if you took chemistry one year, then next year, whoever came through that class would have to take physics. Physics was offered one year, chemistry the next. So I missed chemistry in high school because physics was a subject when I came through. We did not have a principal there until a fellow by the name of Lorenzo Poe came. We had one male teacher there before him. His name was Gordon. I don't remember his first name. And Miss Ada Jenkins was the lady in charge there, but the principal was really at Davidson High School off of what we call School Street, now called South Street. Mr. Ives was the principal. Mr. Ives was Caucasian. Many people didn't know that. They thought that Miss Jenkins was the principal. She was never the principal, to my knowledge. Mr. Ives was the principal of a school up here that's used by a special group now. And his son and I were personal friends and played together, Claude Ives. And the father was Claude, the principal of Davidson High School at that time. Ada Jenkins School, as it's called now, was called Davidson Colored High School. It later got the name of Ada Jenkins, I believe after Miss Jenkins died. But she was a wonderful person, a wonderful teacher. She made a point of telling all the students when they came to her class that I believe she taught 7th and 8th grade, as I remember. She didn't like to spank, but if she spanked, you would forever remember it. A very stern person, and perhaps a person that had a lot of motivation going for her. And she made a tremendous impression in my life because she always talked about going to Yellowstone. And her husband evidently was a minister, but he had passed by the time I knew her, and she had two children, Clint and Portia. She talked so much about geography and having visited Yellowstone that it embedded in my memory that I wanted to go there someday. So I've been to Yellowstone, of course, to Yosemite too. But she made a great impression on, I think, every youngster that came through her class. I think Miss Brown was my first grade teacher, and she could get me to do almost anything in the world because she had a way of, also a great motivator. She said, "Oh, did you do that?" And the way the expression that she gave would make you think that you could do anything. I think the next teacher that I had, Miss Bauckham, Bessie Bauckham, had three classes, and probably had so much going against her that I'm not sure that she was able to do a whole lot of teaching. How do you teach three different groups of kids? I believe she had third, fourth, and fifth grade. Maybe the sixth. Maybe it was fourth, fifth, and sixth. Seventh and eighth went to Miss Jenkins. We later got a Davison girl to teach there. Her name was Zeta Mae Byers. And she also appears on this picture that was made back in those early days.
That was a college student? Or someone?
No, she was a local girl, a black lady that grew up here in Davison. And she was a very good teacher, a very stern person. I'm trying to think who she buttoned. I don't know if she got married, but she stayed there for a good while. She was one of the high school teachers. And we had a Mr. Gordon. I don't remember what classes he taught during the war years, in the 40s. Well, we didn't have a principal until Lorenzo Poe came. And that's the man that appears here in the picture. I think I'm pointing to the right person.
Right. Yes. Did he teach also, you think?
He taught, coached. He taught, he was, like I said, we had Miss Byers. We had another lady, I can't think of her name just now. Miss Cole, but she came there with a, she married while she was there. And Mr. Cole, those were the three high school teachers. So there wasn't an awful lot that could be offered with just three teachers teaching high school. And this was the entire student body that was there in attendance that day. So you see, it went from youngsters to seniors. This man is still living. This man is still living. But many of these people are dead. Even some of the youngsters are dead. This young man is dead. That's Devella Torrance. That's Freddie Eves. Many people know James Lowry. He's still around town. And of course, you know some of these people out here. Benny. That's Eveline. That's Mr. Rayford's sister-in-law, his wife's sister. This young lady died. That's Irvin, now Irvin McLean. She's a retired nurse. And Joseph McLean is the barber that shares time with me. He comes in on Friday and Saturday and works on the first chair, and this is his wife. Like I say, many of these people are not around anymore. This lady is in a nursing home. That's Lotta Mae Reed. And she was a dear friend. I call her my big sister, really. She's had a color change from brown skin to white. She lost pigmentation. And that was her brother over here, Murray Reed. Murray was one of A&T College's all-time great football players. I'm trying to think of some others that were quite outstanding. I can't, there was an I.A. Withers, I'm not sure he was there this year, but he was one of Ike Withers, as we call him, became one of Johnson C. Smith University's running backs. Very good football player.
What kind of athletic teams did Ada Jenkins School or the Davison Colored High School have?
Basically, basketball. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves playing football. We got some old uniforms from Davison College that were handed down from the varsity to the JVs, from the JVs to the freshmen, And from the freshmen, they ended up with us. We called ourselves playing football, such as it was in those days. Just sort of made up team. But Mr. Poe was a basketball coach, and I was, he called me his player coach. During the war years, he couldn't take off, and he'd send one of the guys that drove the bus to drive his car and take the seven of us to play wherever we played during school hours. And I was the court coach. About what, 15 or 16 years old.
So did you play, you played lots of other schools around here?
Yeah, we played, back in those days you had a segregated program, of course, and we played Mooresville, I believe it's called Dunbar High School. We played Huntersville, Torrance Lytle. We played Pineville, Clear Creek. Plato Price was out toward the airport in Charlotte. And those schools have all since been closed and integrated into an integrated school system. I left Davidson in 1959, built, sold my house and lot to Duke Power Company, moved into Roane County. But I continued to run Norton's Barbershop until 1993. So I've lost contact with a lot of the things that go on in the Davidson community since I don't live here anymore. But I have some pleasant memories of growing up in Davidson. And I went to Carver College in Charlotte, which is a counterpart of Charlotte College. It later became a part, as it integrated into what's now University of North Carolina at Charlotte. And that's where I received my degrees. And I played basketball at Carver College. So,
did the school have a team name, a mascot, anything like that?
I don't remember having a mascot. We might have, but I don't remember a mascot. I don't. That's 55, 60 years ago. I can't remember.
Yeah.
We didn't have a gym, so we played on the opposite side of this building. The court was on the back side where the, now senior citizens' lunch room is. That was where our basketball court was, on that side. And we had to put the post up and put the baskets on and all that sort of thing. It was a sand court. And we got to play in a gym when we played Mooresville or some of the Charlotte teams. We played Second Ward, West Charlotte occasionally. We played Kannapolis. Yeah.
So were you guys a pretty good team? How did you fare against these others?
No, we held our own.
Yeah.
We had a very good team. Back in those days, if you beat Mooresville, you had to run. Or beat Kannapolis, you had to get out of there in a hurry. We didn't have any trouble in Charlotte or any of the other areas that I remember. But they were very competitive. I remember near my senior year, we beat Second Ward in basketball.
Were there a lot of other clubs and activities and things that students did at the school?
We had a student council, which I was a member of. Not a whole lot of activities, no. I was just thinking, this is a cousin of mine. She became a teacher, and she didn't teach in the school. She taught in the old Davidson Elementary School. She finished her career teaching over, and she married a bias too. She lives near Anchor Grill, and she taught in Cornelius until she retired.
Now, what year did you start at this school? It was early in your...
Yeah, probably around 1938, 39, I imagine. 38, so 37, 38.
Bill, and you were in what grade, do you think?
I, I don't remember being in Miss Brown's room, so I was probably in about fourth, fifth grade in Miss Bachman's room when I came up there. And her room was right here on this corner.
Do you remember that when they were just building the school and all of that time?
Oh, yeah. When we came into that school, we still had potboiler stoves, you know. We heated with, inkwell desks. And we had to go down under the school to get coal to bring up and put in the stove. Started the fire with wood. The students kept the fire going. We had a janitor that would maybe make them fires in the morning. Can you imagine? Under there was a space for a furnace, but they didn't have a furnace there at that time. They'd pile coal down there. And this was a playground out all the way back to Mark's Circle. So whatever brand of ball we played out there, except for the basketball was on the backside. That's about all I can tell you about them.
So what was the reason? How did it begin to, the idea to build a school and to make a brick school? What was the energy behind that?
What happened? I don't know. They built a gym over here. They were talking about the gym was so bad over here at the white school. And it seemed like it was raining as much on the inside of this building as the roof was leaking and everything. It had a porch that extended across the three classrooms on the back side, facing the first grade building. The street came down to between there. And the reason probably was that they were going to bring students from, I believe, from Smithfield, Cornelius. They were going to bring kids up there to turn that into an elementary school for that community. And Withers School, which was out on near the Catawba River, near where Lake Norman is now. Those kids came to this, so they consolidated the youth from different communities and brought them here. And that was probably the reason behind that. Instead of building permanent buildings out through the county, they built this one here. And of course, when they went to the 12th grade, which was a year after I graduated, they didn't have a graduating class, they moved the seniors the whole high school department probably to Huntersville, to Torrance Lytle. And this became an elementary school then. And I think that's when they named it Ada Jenkins. So I finished school about 1945. So it might have become, at least the 12th grade went to Huntersville, to Torrance Lytle.
So how did those students come from Cornelius and everywhere else to this school?
They had buses.
They bused them.
Mm-hmm. They bused them up here. I was beginning with buses for the north end of the county.
So they bused them from the time that this was opened. They had already started busing.
This looks like to me that most of these people were from... Mm-hmm. So I don't remember what year they really started the consolidation, but this building was built, that was the plan. But it might have been a few years after that before they got, because all the people I see here are from this area.
Right. So was that the plan of people in Davidson, or do you think it was something that the county decided to do to build this school?
Well, I'm sure it was the county. But Davidson had a lot of influence, I'm sure. I don't know who the board members were back then. I didn't know the board members. Now, they'd done away with board members. I was on the board over, president of PTA over in Rowan County after I moved over there. I was on the local school board. But I was not, if I'd been over here, I would have fought to keep this building in this facility, because I thought to keep the one over there, and now it was a black school, now it's elementary school. They blew out the thing and enlarged it, but they spent a lot of money to try to maintain segregated schools. But somebody intervened and put me on the local school board, and I fought to keep that facility open. They turned it into a seventh grade school to start with, and they weren't going to let me win because I said this would be the perfect place for junior high. The high school being on the downtown section of the little town of Landis, and the high school over on just off of 152 toward China Grove, and the school that we had called Agri Memorial in Landis, just outside the city limits, would be between the elementary school and the high school. But they weren't going to let me win that case, so I was just satisfied to keep it open. German Lutheran settlement over there, Rowan County, and I'm tax conscious. And I said, you want your tax dollars wasted? You got this facility here, you're going to let it die? I would have come to the same sort of thing if I'd been on the school council over here. But no one really fought to keep that. And Mecklenburg might have not gone along with it anyway. But
you don't think there was much of a fight to keep this one open, as you remember?
I don't think it was, no. Those kids went to, they graduated. I had a my uncle, by marriage, my aunt's husband, was the last principal, I believe, of the school, John Kibler. I don't think there's much organized effort to keep it open. People fight now in Charlotte area. There were separate systems then. There's Mecklenburg County school system and Charlotte school system, two different systems. But since they've been consolidated, now they got too many kids down at North Meck. What about away over 2,000? Someone said 4,000. I don't know, but that's too many for any high school. Out where I live, I believe in smaller schools and more community type situation.
Do you remember the community being really active in this school?
That was the leading thing. We had nothing else other than churches and schools. We had three little churches. I always felt like it should have been one. But you have Presbyterian, Methodist, and Baptist, and they are vying against each other. I'm not hung up on the denominational thing.
Okay,
thanks. Do that. Thanks a lot, man. But that was all of the social life was through the church or the school. In fact, we saw a movie once a week. Man by the name of Henderson would come down here and show talking movies. Prior to that, my foster dad and his brother had a place around across from the old train station, and they showed silent movies. That's about all I can tell you.
Yeah. Were there other events? Like, did the churches ever have big gatherings and stuff at the school, or any other groups? Did they meet at the school?
No, the school program was basically like Halloween and most of the social life of the school, but I don't remember the churches being involved in using the facility that much. The churches had their own little thing going, basically. They had picnics. Davidson College used to let them have ball games over there, picnics, baseball games. And I had Christian Aid Society, which brought some people from each of the churches into a group. And that's the little cemetery behind the baseball field. That's Christian Aid Society Cemetery. And they had an old Masonic Hall behind our church. And the church has been destroyed. Church was built out of brick from the old Chambers building that burned. as Methodist Church, but now they're about the old white Presbyterian Church and tore the old building down, and the Masonic Hall been torn down.
Were the teachers of this school real involved in the community? Did they live in Davidson and do a lot here?
Yeah. Mr. Jenkins' house now, Ruby Houston.
Right.
Her mother, they live in Miss Jenkins' house. Miss Bauckham built a house next to me when I lived on Mark Road. Miss Brown lived with her there. They were involved in whatever social life went on in the community. I didn't talk into that mic, so I don't know what you've got in there.
I think it'll pick up. Do you think, were they leaders in town a lot? Were they looked to as important leaders?
We had segregation back then, so I wouldn't say it.
Well, I mean, even in the African-American community.
Yeah, they were leaders there. But Mr. Logan Houston, a Presbyterian, was a big community leader. I think he was perhaps one of the strongest leaders there in this community until Esther Johnson came on the scene. She took over a lot of leadership in the black community. Joe McLean, that Barbas, he was he was top vote getter one year on the Davidson commissioners. He was one of the, now I think, I'm trying to think of the name, young man would kill me if he knew. I couldn't think of his name right now. You have to realize I'm 71 years old and names evade me. Evelyn's, one of her sons was
Garfield
Carl.
Yeah.
He's on the council. So if, but Joe was before Garfield. I only had one on at a time, I think.
So do you remember any funny stories about any of these teachers or any events that happened at school or anything like that?
Not really.
Not really?
Just what I've told you.
Yeah.
Miss Brown and Miss Jenkins were most inspirational people. And of course, we had Zetta Mae, a local girl that grew up here, and she was very stern. And she's the only one local girl that taught in the school. I don't remember my cousin Margaret teaching here. She taught over in the half integration grade. That's about all I can tell you.
What do you think about the changes that have happened at the community center now? Do you think that it plays some of the same roles as the school once did?
See, I'm not familiar with that, what goes on there.
Right.
So you have to talk to some of them now.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
No, I'm totally in a different community. I don't even know the people over here anymore. I know these people, but I'm in a different community now. Been over there, 49 years, 50 to 99. That's a long time away from this community, really. So these people ought to know about their community.
Yeah. Well, we're putting together this history so we can do an exhibit at the community center so that a lot of the kids who come there now will learn about the history of the school and why it was built and remember different people who were there. And it would be great to get a picture. If you know where there's an original of one of these, that would be really great to be able to
George James. What's George's name, the lawyer? Gilchrist.
George.
Yeah, Liz up Friedman.
George,
He's got a picture and he says he's going to put it up. I've been supposed to be getting the names of all these people that I can get, you know.
George,
Is that George Geis? Is that...
He's a Davidson alumnus.
I can't think of it, Ken.
And he's a lawyer. I think his wife is a doctor, and he's been babysitting the kids while she practices. He took a leave of absence from the district attorney's office and shot. He gave me two pictures, and I framed one, and he kept one, and that was the intention, to put it up over there. So I'll try to get the names together and get them to him.
Okay. Do you know of any other pictures or any other... Any other things that would be...
Is it Giles?
Is it Geis?
Giles.
I think I know who you mean.
A little short guy? Kind of bald head?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know exactly what... George Geis?
Okay. Geis, that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I've heard his name. I don't...
Yeah.
That's it. George Geis.
So he told me he wanted that picture a long time ago, but I've been involved with my mother, and I got most things going. I'm... of the Methodist Church, Salisbury District. I got 17 churches. I'm supposed to be involved as director of scouting. So I'm involved over in Rowan County, and I'm not involved over here now.
Right.
I ain't going to give no interview to nobody else.
Can you think of any other people that would be good for me to talk with? You mentioned several in that picture, but especially I think some of these people who would remember more being... You know, if they were in the high
school. Dr. James. James Lowry. He ought to remember things about his school.
You mentioned one.
Frances Houston. You know Frances Houston?
Yeah, I've talked with her some.
Okay. Gordon. I don't know how much Gordon knows about it. He should. That's Gordon's uncle. That's his daddy's brother.
This is the guy, Barry?
No.
Murray?
Murray Reed.
Murray Reed.
Yeah.
Do you know how to get in touch with him? Does he still live?
I look him up in the telephone directory. I think he'd be in Charlotte. Where does Murray Reed live, James? Where does Murray Reed live, Gordon's uncle? Huh?
Rural?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Huntersville, maybe?
It's Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay. Charlotte. And that's his sister.
Because it seems like these people who were maybe in high school would remember a lot about the beginning, when it was built.
Margaret Byers, Mrs. Byers. Mm-hmm. She was on the election board here. I don't know what she does now, but she's my cousin, and she lives in the last house before you get to Anchor Grill.
Mm-hmm.
You might.
Okay.
Her telephone might be listed under Aubra Byers. It's either Margaret or Aubra Byers. Ralph Johnson, if you get him to talk, he'll be 95 years old in September.
Is he in that picture?
No. He never went to school. I don't ever remember him going to school here, period.
Was he already graduated by that time?
Well, he was the oldest. He's the oldest native-born Davidson person still living.
Yeah, I'd love to talk with him. I bet he's got some.
So he was my competitor. He ran a barbershop up where that bank on the corner up there.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a barbershop there and sold that building when he retired. I was three or four doors down the street from him. He's also a cousin to this lady, my cousin, but through his mother and her father. The man who reared me was his uncle and competitor. So they didn't get along too good at times. But Mr. Poe, the principal, lived with him.
With Ralph?
Yeah, in his home.
Okay.
So Mr. Johnson should remember much. He remembers more ancient history about Davidson than I do. I can go back to the blacksmith shop back here, but he remembers a blacksmith shop up the street. But these people ought to know something about their community. Francis, Benny,
right.
Eveline. James Lowry. Mm-hmm. Murray could probably tell you a little something. This lady here, his sister is in a nursing home now.
That's,
I don't.
What's her name?
Lottie Mae.
Lottie Mae. Mm-hmm. She's in a nursing home
in
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Why do you think
most of these people are dead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they chose to name the school after Ada Jenkins? Or do you remember how they...
Because the community thought, the people in the community thought so much of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's
good. It was a basic thing. Everybody that went to school to her had some sort of fond memories or at least respect, great respect for her.
Uh-huh.
And most of the people in the black community thought she was the principal.
Okay.
To my knowledge, Lorenzo Poe was the first principal. She was a person in charge under Mr. Ives. That was a segregated system back then.
Well, thanks a lot. Can you think of anything else that you want to add just about the school or?
Mm-mm. I got some old pictures that we made just courting, nowhere else to go. The girls that we were dating and that sort of thing, I don't think they'd want those experiences. Because they wouldn't have any significant meaning for the school.
Come on back in the kitchen here. Hey, by the way, you
are. What's that? All right.
That's
well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.